This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Faith in the Zone, a show about sports and faith, how the two come together and lives being touched. Right now, discover how people in sports walk in faith with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on 1250 AM, The Fan. 'Cause I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
When Moses had stage fright, and David brought a rock to a sword fight.
Welcome to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, once again flying solo this week, looking forward to the day that Pastor Ken Keltner can come back in studio with me and we can do that whole team thing. And I could use him today, because anytime that the nickname of the man that you are interviewing is the Pastor of Pain, you might need some backup. I can tell you that. Our special guest. And again, the nickname Pastor of Pain, he is Corey Miller. He's the Director of Ministry Outreach for Unpacking It Ministries and former NFL linebacker with the New York Giants and the Minnesota Vikings. Don't hold the Viking thing against him here in Packer land. Don't do that. Hey, Pastor, thanks so much for a few minutes of your time. How are you doing today?
I am blessed, beyond blessed and thankful, and of course, gracious and grateful to be on in Wisconsin, the Midwest. I know that area very well, playing at Lambeau Field and some former teammates up there. So glad to be on those parts of the country, my friend.
Man, I'll tell you, do you remember getting to Lambeau the first time and your thought about playing in such a storied facility like that?
Yeah, I remember the bus ride headed on a Sunday. First of all, I remember when we went there, there was a place, I think it was a town called Appleton.
Yep. Yeah,
little family-owned Italian place down from the hotel where we stayed was amazing. That's what I remember, food first, right? The food there was amazing. And then the bus ride into Lambeau, this is when I was with the Vikings, and I just remember all the fans, you know, giving us some very kind gestures as we pulled the bus in, and Randy Moss and Randy was being Randy. So it was fun. I love the energy. I love the atmosphere. It's one of those rare NFL stadiums that you could get that college energy, that college atmosphere. And that was why Lambeau Field was a very fun place to play for me, just because when you finally get that college atmosphere, fans are very passionate, crazy, and love their team. And of course, it was cold and that's the way you play football in the winter and fall, at least I should say, and had a great time.
You know, Pastor, I had a chance before I started working for this radio station a long time ago. I worked for a sports marketing company. I flew on the Packer team plane to a Monday night game against Pittsburgh. And, you know, it's just not reality. You know, you never go through the airport, and you know they get a couple of police officers to get their car in front of you and get you to the hotel. And in Pittsburgh, a lot like Green Bay, I thought, and fell in love with the city of Pittsburgh. And I thought the fans there, it was so similar to what I was used to going to games at Lambeau, where they were lining the streets and giving, you know, the Packers all those nice gestures that the Packer fans were giving to you guys. But I got a chance to feel what it was like to be an NFL player for, you know, for the flight and for that weekend and how they were treated. And it was just kind of an amazing thing for somebody from the outside to be part of that for a couple of days. And I can't imagine that you guys ever really take that for granted, do you?
No, man, this is just great. I mean, I'm just sitting here thinking about this stuff. You know, the travel and, you know, leaving the hotel and the security and always, you know, all the police officers, you know, as we go escort us to the stadium, to fans, and going crazy when you pull in and just, you know, getting ready to do battle, getting ready to go carry out and execute everything that you worked on all week and, you know, all that, you know, just kind of comes to one thing and that 3-hour game on Sunday. It's just a lot of fun. It's something that, you know, I often tell people it's hard to replace, that camaraderie, that fellowship in the locker room, that just sense of just joy in winning, and sometimes the hurt in losing, and you do it together. So it really teaches you so much, that the game of football, and especially the NFL at the highest level. The different characters, the different personalities, people coming together in all walks of life and having one common goal. It's just hard to replace when you finish.
Yeah, I'm sure. And what was interesting about that trip is Cordell Stewart probably had the best game of his life on that Monday night game against the Packers. And it was during that Brett Favre, Reggie White, so I'm on the flight with these guys and I'm just kind of looking around thinking, and I'm an Irish guy, Pastor, so I'm not real quiet all the time, but I was pretty quiet. And we were walking the after the game, you know, you get on the bus and you get back to the airport and, you know, the bus is just let out and you just walk up all those stairs to get on the plane. And it was Fritz Schirmer, who was the defensive coordinator for the Packers, and I was right behind. No, it was Ron Wolf, the GM. I was right behind him, and Fritz Schirmer was right behind me as we're walking up those stairs. And Ron Wolf stopped halfway up, and he turned around, and he started yelling at Fritz Schirmer, saying, "You can't stop Cordell Stewart? Are you kidding?" And it was one of those moments, Pastor, that I shouldn't have been there, and I just kind of put my head down, and I held my breath, and it was like one of those moments where time stops. And Fritz was like, you know, hey, and they're kind of going back and forth, and we get up into the plane, and I get to my seat, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, and we sat for a really long time. And finally, Ron Wolf was like, are we going to go? Let's go. And someone said, Coach Holmgren hasn't gotten out of the bus yet. And you look down in, you know, out of the plane, and he's sitting in the front seat of that bus, and he's just shaking his head. And he sat in there for about 30 minutes. And then he got out and got on the plane. He said, all right, let's go. And off we went. And it was way more quiet on the flight home than it was on the flight there, I can tell you. And it was quite an experience. Hey, Pastor, let's talk a little bit about growing up. And you grew up in Pageland, South Carolina. Good place to grow up?
Yeah, so it's a very small town in South Carolina. You know, I know back in the day, maybe 2,500 people. You know, it's grown definitely a little bit, maybe 4,000 or 5,000 people today. But, yeah, it's a country town. We're actually known for raising watermelons, so that's what I did every summer. I worked in the watermelon fields, picking the watermelons, loading the trucks up to go to Mockalee, Florida, or Roanoke, Virginia, to those big watermelon markets. And, you know, I think we have a big festival, a watermelon festival every year that's pretty well known. And that's what it's known for. I mean, it's family, it's, you know, it's church, it's football. And that's Friday night, everybody's at the game. That little stadium be packed with passionate fans. And I grew up with a family of, you know, I had 10 brothers and sisters, great mother and father, who have my loss just over a year ago. Both of those went on to be with the Lord. My dad was a deacon for 60 years or so at the church. My mother, a very committed missionary, raised money for the church. We all was raised singing in the church. We had a family group of singers. And great town, great family. You know, I was just back there last weekend for my cousin's funeral. I'm proud to be from Paisland. A lot of people don't know about it, but it just goes to show you, man, just, when you get those little towns, especially here in the South, faith is so, so important. And to be able to be raised by a strong mother, dad worked to do everything he could to supply, put food on the table. My mom was a disciplinarian to a lot of kids, and not just us, but, my cousins. She had raised my cousins. My mom adopted three other kids.
Wow.
Who she raised. She was just a loving person. And, love where I'm from, man, it definitely was the fabric in which who I am today based on how I was raised, the town in which I'm from.
Amen to that. And when you talk about, you lost your mom and dad the last year, I lost my mom as well April 2nd. And I tell you, and I'm sorry for you, Pastor. It's just, you lost my dad a long time ago. So my mom was, there's six of us. And she was the matriarch. She was the one that, she didn't always like some of the things that I think any of us were doing. But boy, she loved us, and she hugged us when we needed it, and she kicked us in the backside when we needed that as well. And she enjoyed listening to some of the shows I've done. I do a high school basketball show, depending on the season. And Pastor, she never missed one of those high school shows. And she had this love for high school athletics, and my dad didn't at all. So I didn't get any of that from him, but she got it. And I miss her. I'm sure you miss your mom and dad as well.
Oh, no doubt. They passed away about 3 months apart, a little less than 3 months apart. And, it was hard. I preached both the funerals, which was hard. But I knew that's what my mother and my father wanted me to do. And, when I was seven, and you may ask me this a little bit, but I'm maybe jumping ahead, but when I was seven, eight, or nine, or somewhere in there, my great-grandmother, had told me and my mom one day, she was just sitting in that old rocking chair and staring at the wall or staring out the window, and my mother's name was Ethel, and she was just rocking. She just said, "Ethel, God's going to use that little boy one day. God's got a plan for his life." And, I always remember that. And, now that from my grandmother, who was a devout Christian and lived to be 90-something years old, and, I was kind of like that baton was being passed to me and that through all that generation of family of faith. And, it's amazing that prophetic word is true today. It came to fruition. I'm a preacher. I'm doing ministry, but unpacking it. I have my men's ministry, separate ministry that I've been doing for over 15 years, Giants for Christ. That was my first ministry that I'm still very faithful in working as well as I do things with men and going around and speaking, evangelism ministry. So, it's just amazing how your family, your mom, your dad, your grandparents who are just so sown deeply in the faith can speak a word in your life that speak the things that God has said to them and to a little kid's heart, and years, 28 years later, that word comes to pass, and that's what it's all about.
Amen. Amen to that, and what a great story, and we will talk more about Corey Miller's testimony, and Pastor Corey Miller, and again, he is known as the Pastor of Pain, and I just love that. I don't know if there's a better nickname that I've heard, but Pastor of Pain, he is the Director of Ministry Outreach for Unpacking It Ministries. And guys, this Unpacking It, I really want you to do this. Unpacking It, one word, unpackingit.com, or you can go on their Facebook page. And what this is, it's a ministry that encourages and challenges and inspires sports fans to follow Jesus. And I don't think all the time we've done Faith in the Zone, we have not talked about an organization for sports fans to do this. And look, I've been on that website a number of times, and all I can tell you is if you've got an appointment and you think you're going to just go unpackingit.com and spend a couple minutes on it and then go to your appointment, don't do it. Because you're going to miss your appointment. You will miss your appointment. Trust me. You will miss that appointment. Make sure you put aside, I don't know, 30, 35, 40. Some of us, maybe a couple of hours, I have to be honest with you. Because it's a really cool website. And there's so much to listen to. And I would encourage you to do that. The other thing that they've got coming up on February 4th, coming up at 7 o'clock our time, 8 o'clock Eastern, they've got a Super Bowl trivia night coming up. And for you boys that are always telling me that how good you are in sports trivia, come on now. This would be a place for you to prove it. You want to talk a little smack? Go ahead. Go up against the pastor of pain. See how that goes for you. They've got a trivia night coming up again, February 4th, 7 o'clock. And go to unpackingit.com. One word, unpackingit.com. Go to their Facebook page, go to the website, and take a look at this. It's a connected community of sports fans following Jesus. And so do yourself a favor and spend a little time on that website. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue to talk. And I'm going to ask Pastor how his walk has, you know, his faith has affected his walk and vice versa, and how hard it was not only at South Carolina, where he took a full ride to go play football for the Gamecocks there, and then in the NFL, was it easier to walk worthy in the locker room or outside of the locker room? And we'll talk to him about that. Again, he is Corey Miller, Pastor Corey Miller, and Ministry Outreach for Unpacking It Ministries. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
More now of Faith in the Zone, discovering people in sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. Back with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on 1250 AM, The Fan.
I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
Well, Moses had stage fright, and David brought a rock to a sword fight. You picked 12 outsiders, nobody would have chosen.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM. The Fan, I'm Mike McGivern, and our special guest, he is Corey Miller, Pastor Corey Miller. Again, Director of Ministry Outreach for Unpacking It Ministries. And like I said at the end of the last segment, do yourself a favor. Unpackingit.com is where you're going to want to go. It's one word, unpackingit.com. And they are a group that they utilize media and resources and events, and it is a group for sports fans that want to be connected within that community of people that are following Jesus. And perfect for this group, for the people that listen to this show throughout the country, you know, on the podcast or faithinthezone.com or right here in Milwaukee on 1250 AM, The Fan. And again, they've got an event coming up on February 4th. It's a Super Bowl trivia night. And get on that website, get more information about it. And I want to thank Bryce Johnson for introducing Corey and I together. And I thank you, Bryce. And I love the work that you guys are doing. I am a huge fan at this point of the work that you guys are doing. Hey, Corey, we had talked a little bit about your great-grandmother and your mom and dad. And Pastor, when he's in studio with me, he says, look, the kids of deacons or pastors do one of two things. They end up behind the pulpit or they end up in jail. And he, you know, uses that line. He said, look, there are a lot of pastors that they spend so much time, and deacons that spend so much time helping people in the church, and the people that need them the most sometimes are at home. And I'm wondering, you know, for you, it sounds like it was a really close-knit family and your mom had a lot to do with that. Was your dad a guy that was home a lot? Was he a football fan? Did he come watch you play?
Yeah, he worked all the time, Mike. I mean, you know, he was, you know, when you got that many kids and You know, first of all, he was a war veteran, and you know, years before I was born, and served our amazing country, and but he worked. And my mother was the disciplinarian. She had little side jobs where she cleaned people's houses, or you know, worked at a little restaurant where she cooked. She loved to cook, and so you know, my dad just worked, and he was supportive in every way. You know, my games to whatever it was. I mean, you know, sometimes you know, the state that we had, he could just go pull the car up. He didn't have to get out. He could sit and watch in the car, probably nap some, but because he was so tired. But he would do anything for us to have what we needed to have. A great man of God, very quiet, but yet when he spoke, he was a man of power. And, you know, everybody loved him. He was a no-nonsense person. And, you know, I just can't say enough about my dad. He's just, I share stories from him, you know, all the time about things, you know, that I look at his life. I try to exemplify. I try to be who my father was as a man, as a Christian man who loved the Lord. He was a man of prayer. I mean, just seeing him every night on those knees next to that bed praying. I mean, he was just an awesome man. And
amen.
You know, I wanted to be like him. I want to be like him. He never played sports or anything like that, but you know, he supported everything that all of his kids, all of us did, and raised us, him and my mother, the right way. And so when he passed away, September 15th, not this past September, but a year ago, I just remember being at his bedside. He was taking some of his final breaths, and he kind of waited for me to get home, and I held his hand and just fell on my knees, and it was hard seeing a man that you've known for so many years, so strong, to become so weak. And but you know, I just promised him that I would live my life worthy of the calling, that I would be the man that God has called me to be. And he always would sing a song, and it was called Running for My Life. And it goes, you know, I'm running for my life, running for my life. And it goes on to say, if anybody asks you what's the matter with me, you just tell them that I'm saved, I'm sanctified, my soul set free. My soul is set free. And, you know, and I said, I'll run for my life, meaning that I will run this race, as Paul said. I'll run it. I won't be beaten air aimlessly. I'll run this life to tell people the good news about Jesus Christ, to tell people the good news of how he saved me, how he changed me, how he's resurrected me. That's what my dad was saying. I never knew what that song really meant until the final days. That's what my dad, he ran for his life, and he had an excitement and a passion to run for Jesus until he called him home. And, you know, and he ran the race well. And that's what he was saying. And I just said, Dad, you know, I'm going to run for my life. I want my children. I want my wife. I want people that I come in contact understand the importance of running for your life.
Amen. He is Corey Miller. Again, nicknamed Pastor of Pain, and understand that I know myself and the people listening to this, if he lived here in this area, we'd all go. I would be at his church to listen to this man speak. And if I could get him up for a men's stakeout at Brookside Baptist Church, man, it would be packed. And you listen to the passion in his voice and how he feels about, you know, his life and following Jesus and getting people, you know, certainly introducing Jesus to as many people as he can, and I think that's so important. Hey, Corey, where did you grow up? As far as what number were you in with the siblings? Were you a younger one, one of the older ones?
In the middle,
right in the middle.
I was right in the middle. Hey. And perfect spot, right? I got older brothers and sisters up into mid-60s, low-60s. I think mid-60s, my oldest brother. I'm 52. And then I think the youngest is 40, no, the youngest is in the 30s.
Hey, were your older brothers, are they the ones that toughened you up a little bit or what?
Yeah, actually, my cousins, man. And you know, we used to play football in the field. We had nothing to do. There was nothing to do. You know, when we grew up, it was like you wake up, you eat, your mom, you know, whatever chores you had, and she kicks you out of the house. And she go play, go find something to do. So we were just out, you know, the little village, the little community, and here's a football, here's a field. You play tackle the man with the football, you create games. I was young, and, I mean, I used to get blasted by my older cousin. So I would get right up. And that helped, yeah, it helped toughen me up. And then when I got really organized sports, I was one of the biggest kids. I was one of the fastest kids, toughest kids. And it just carried over, man. So, yeah, we wrestled. We had a stage where we fought. We wrestled. And I was one of the youngest dudes running in my little clique with my cousins and then. And it definitely, you know, it got me tough. It got me in a lot of trouble, too. I must say that growing up where I got a lot of, let's just say, beat downs from mom for my actions. I paid dearly for a lot of my actions.
Well, you know what? Thank God for her. Yeah. I mean, thank God for her. When you were at Pageland Central High School, was that known as a football school? And did you play varsity as a freshman there?
Yes, I did. I played varsity as a freshman. I was going JV and varsity. And, you know, it is a football school. We're a smaller 2A school, but we're a powerhouse. And, you know, we loved our football. That's what we did. I played all sports. I was a 4-year starter in basketball, all-state basketball player, one of the few in the state of South Carolina that was an all-state several years, football and in basketball. You know, I got offered scholarships as a basketball player as well. I played baseball. I ran track. You know, I was active. That's what you did. You know, I stayed busy in sports and well-supported. And, of course, could have gone to school anywhere I wanted to. But, you know, South Carolina was close, 70 miles, but probably less than that, 60 miles from door to door. And, you know, at least my family could drive down the road and see me play, which one of the major reasons I went to the University of South Carolina.
Hey, Pastor, at the end of the first segment, it's a question I really like to ask. You know, professional athletes and guys that played at a really high level in college and in the pros, and it sounds to me like you were pretty strong in your faith, obviously, when you got to South Carolina and when you played in the NFL. And I'm wondering, was it easier for you to walk worthy when you were inside the locker room or outside of the locker room?
You know, I had a lot of faith. I understood. Let me just be honest with people, because it's part of my story about being a giant for Christ, because I didn't live the life that's worthy. I mean, I lived a life of religion early on. I lived a life of, I'm supposed to go to church. I'm supposed to go to SCA meetings. I'm supposed to go to chapel service, because that's what I did. That's what I was, you know, raised to do. You know, but outside of that, Corey was a college kid. Well, Corey was at the bars. Back in the day, you could be 18 and drink. Corey was, you know, chasing women. Corey was doing everything he was big and bad enough to do while I was playing football in college. I did all those things. I did. I went to chapel, I SCA, you know, athletes in action, you name it. I did those things because, you know, that's where I was raised. I had to. But you mentioned something about what your pastor said, you know, about, you know, it's about relationship. And I didn't really understand relationship. When I got to the Giants, you know, I thought I was a Christian because I was raised in a godly household. But, man, I didn't really give my life fully to Jesus Christ until 1993.
Wow.
My third year in the National Football League. That my chaplain then, Dave Bratton, was trying to get me to hear this guy speak up in South New Jersey on my day off. And I tried not to go. I wanted to get a stereo system in my car. I'm making every excuse. Pat Kelly was the guy's name. I don't know if baseball player, I believe. I don't know if you're familiar. But something in my deep gut said, you need to go. So I drove there at the last minute, brother. And it was as if the Lord himself was speaking through that man, talking to me.
Wow.
and they had an altar call, and I'll just never forget getting up out that pew, walking up front and giving my life to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, so, you know, as I grew in the Lord, you know, it was still hard. I just asked my chaplain, like, why can I stop doing this? And why can I stop doing this, that? And these desires are still here, but yet I pray the sinner's prayer. I pray Romans 10 and 9. And you know, I believe, but my actions are still not lining up to who I say I am, because I know I'm preaching to somebody today. Maybe it's you. Maybe that you know and heard of this man named Jesus. You know that he died. You know that he got up from the pit of hell with the keys, but your actions don't line up to what you believe. Believe me, I understand, because I went through that for a lot of years, man. Yeah. I understand today, until you give your life fully and say, Jesus, I don't want you just to be my Savior, but you need to be my Lord. That means master, owner, where my everything, every part of my life is affected and changed. Then I'm walking in the right path.
He is Corey Miller, and Pastor Corey Miller, former NFL football player, New York Giants, Minnesota Vikings, and boy, the passion in his voice. And you know, it's funny, when we have people on this show, Corey, and I'll say, look, some of the guys that we had on the show, the worst thing in their life they ever did was steal a candy bar. And then we had Pastor Daryl Strawberry and myself that were doing some things that, if the Lord's willing to accept guys like us, yeah, man, what are you waiting for? And I went to my pastor, too, because when I made that decision and fell to my knees and said, you know what, I'm done. Lord, I need you. It, like, I had all this stuff, all this temptation coming out, and I went to my pastor and I said, look, I don't understand. I thought that was all going to end. He said, you think Satan wants to lose you? You've been a good soldier for him. He's going to fight like crazy to get you back. He don't want you out of his group. And that first year was, Corey, that was tough, man.
Yeah.
It was tough. And once he realized he wouldn't get me back, I think that it kind of softened a little bit. But you know what? That's a really interesting. You know what? Thank God for Dave Bratton.
Yeah.
Man, and Pat Kelly, I think that's a wonderful story. We're going to get to a break. We'll continue to talk about that part of Corey Miller's life. Again, he is, I can't ask you guys enough. This would be a great thing for you to do, because we're going to get a bunch of snow today on Sunday. Unpackingit.com. Get your laptop. There's no NFL game for you boys to watch. Got to wait another week, and I don't know how many guys are going to be watching the Buccaneers anyway. We thought the green and gold was going to be in that game. But unpackingit.com, spend a little time on that website. And when you're there, you know, take a look at what they're going to be doing next week with this entire stuff that they're doing as far as Super Bowl trivia on the 4th, February 4th, 7 p.m. our time. They're going to do this, and it's Super Bowl trivia night, again, February 4th. But take a look at Unpacking It, and do yourself a favor. And I did this last week. You know, you can sign up to get a devotional every week, and you can promote their certainly their podcast, promote it with your friends. When you take a listen to it, similar to what you're hearing right now today with our guest, because if you're not getting goosebumps like I am, then I'm not sure what you're listening to, because Corey Miller can get after it a little bit. We'll continue our conversation with him on the other side of the break. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone, an inside look at people in sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind. Here are your hosts, Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Kellner, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
When Moses had stage fright, and David brought a rock to a sword fight,
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM. The Fan, I'm Mike McGivern, our special guest. He's the Pastor of Pain. Man, I love that nickname. He is Corey Miller, Director of Ministry Outreach for Unpacking It Ministries. And unpackingit.com is where you're going to want to go. And again, I just want to thank Bryce Johnson and for introducing Corey and I together. And Pastor, can you talk a little bit about Unpacking It and how you got involved with that?
Yeah. I was a guest speaker at one of Bryce's events in Charlotte. I think it was like a Super Bowl Saturday. And normally we come together on a Saturday before the Super Bowl, like this Saturday, and have a men's breakfast and eat some eggs and bacon and sausage biscuits with gravy and have some NFL guys come and share testimonies and talk about the Lord. You know, Bryce kind of interviews the guys. It's really a good men's fellowship there, but because of COVID this year, we're not going to be able to do that, so we're just going to do a podcast. But anyway, I was one of the guests, and I did that for him, and so he had reached out to me about 10 months later, asked me would I come on his podcast, and of course, I was like, yeah, and this was kind of during COVID, and we just started chatting. He was like, you know, what you up to these days with COVID, because my ministry, you know, still check out my page, giantsforchrist.com. That's my own personal, my evangelism ministry. And it was kind of slow. I mean, I was used to going out speaking. I was going to churches and, you know, I was ministering to guys that are overcoming addictions, like at a place in Columbia, at Calvary Chapel Church called U-Turn. I don't know if you ever heard of that. You know, with Calvary Chapel, they bring in guys who are addicts and preachers who've gotten involved in drugs. So I've been out there, was ministering to them. I do stuff like that. But all that stuff slowed down because of COVID. And so we just started chatting. I was like, man, I'm just looking to do something different. I'm a radio guy, as I told you, Mike. And I used to have my own sports talk show here, Afternoon Drive. I worked in Charlotte, WFNZ. I still do guest spots on there, radio.com. Affiliate there in Charlotte, WFNZ, Panthers pregame. So I'm a radio guy. I was a TV guy too as well. So all this stuff has kind of stopped. I walked away from TV just to get back into ministry. But anyway, we just chatted, man. I said, about, you know, if you got anything happening, to, you know, let me know. You know, we'll be praying to the Lord will do. And he prayed about it, went to his board. We need some help. We need some help. I want to get somebody to come in and kind of help me expand and grow our ministry. And at just the right time, man, I had a couple of offers, actually. It was kind of crazy because I had a couple of offers, certain ministries. You know, one I would have to, had to move, and being that we just had our first grandchild, my wife was like, not having that.
Right.
So it just fell in the lap of Unpacking It, and we came together, and here we go. I've been there since just November, so it ain't been that long.
Hey, Pastor, and I'm on your website right now, and it's G4C, right?
Yeah.
G4CMinistry.com. Who did your logo? What a great logo that is.
Yeah, some guy here in town and worked on it for me. And
I love it.
Yeah, just real quick story. I know we got time sensitive here, but the Pastor of Pain came from, here you go, Green Bay Packer fans, a guy you know and familiar with very well, Reggie White, was called a minister of defense.
Yep.
Well, I was doing a radio show called Gamecock Friday, and the host was like, hey, man, you're an NFL guy. You're a pastor of a church. I had a church here that I pastored for a little while called Giants for Christ. And he said, Reggie White, you know, man, a preacher, man of God, the minister of defense. And he said, man, you used to lay the wood on people. He said, won't you be called a pastor of pain?
And that's awesome.
So I was like, okay. And everybody in the radio kept calling in and calling me the Pastor of Pain. And that name has stuck for, I don't know, it's been 15 years.
Man, I'm not kidding. My favorite nickname of anybody we've had on Faith in the Zone. I love that nickname. And it's funny, Pastor, because on this show, we've had the conversation as Christians. Can we go as hard as we can within the rules on the court or the field And isn't that what we're supposed to do? And I'm a firm believer that on the field, you go as hard as you can. On the court, you set picks and you box out as hard as you can, because if you don't, and you want to talk to somebody on the other team about their faith after, and you just go, you go half speed, you're not going to be able to have that conversation. But you set a pick, and like you said, lay the wood. And after, you want to have the conversation. I think the door's open then, because you're going so hard. And, back in the day, it used to be, well, if you're a Christian, you must be soft. Mm-hmm. Well, read the King James Version. There are not a lot of soft Christians in that book.
No. I mean, and God expects us to do that. In all things, whatever you do, he said, do it to the glory of God. Everything that we do, we should operate in the spirit of excellence. And football is a violent game. God gave us this platform and to do it to bring him the glory. So, it calls us to hit people. Don't mean I have to be dirty. I don't have to try to hurt somebody. But I promise you, when I play it, I'm coming to bring pain.
Yes.
I'm coming to get, if I can get you on that sideline, that's my goal, and vice versa. But after the game, and we were part of this movement with Reggie White, when we came together at the end of the game, I was part of this movement that we went to center field and said, hey, man, we are warriors. We can be violent and it's a 3-hour game, but we're going to come together and lift up the name of Jesus as brothers in Christ because we're on the same team.
Amen.
And that was a powerful statement. I did shows, national shows, throughout New York about that. Like, how can you Christian people come together in this violent game where you're beating each other up and then say we love Jesus? Because it's a job. And we love Jesus more. So, yeah, we're not soft. And God saved me just the way he used to when I played ball. This old linebacker, I got a linebacker mentality. Matter of fact, go to the website. Unpacking.com just Thursday. You know what my devotional was? I do video devotions twice a week. It was having a winter workout mentality for God. That's aggressive. That's going after it. That's getting it. That's getting up early. That's grinding. That's spending time with God early in the morning. That's praying early in the morning when you don't feel like, when your body hurts, when you're tired. We as Christians got to have a winner workout mentality, whatever it takes to build a foundation of success, the same mindset as it comes when we serve God. We need Christians today, especially, brother, to serve God with that football mentality, because we got to go after him. Paul said, I want to know him. Think what Paul said, I want to know him and the power of his resurrection until the point of dying.
There he
you
is.
Think Paul was soft?
Ooh,
Paul
man.
Was tough, man. He wasn't soft.
Nope.
Paul was tough.
He was really tough. And again, Pastor of Pain, he is Corey Miller. Unpacking It, one word, unpackingit.com. And the other thing I want you to do is G4C, right? Giants for Christ Ministry.com. Take a look at that website as well. It's a really, I love the logo, and I haven't been on the website, but I will right after we get off this show. He is Corey Miller. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, I'm going to have two questions because it's going to be a very short segment. What was it like for a man that grew up in Pageland, South Carolina, to end up with the New York Giants? What that was like. I mean, that is two different ends of the world right there. And then I'm going to ask Pastor Miller if he could wear one more jersey. If I could come into the closet, pick out a jersey, and he'd get a chance to play one more game, what jersey would it be? Where would they play? And who would he play against? He is Pastor Corey Miller. Again, unpackingit.com. They've got a really cool event coming up February 4th. It's their Super Bowl trivia night. Go to that website. Take a listen to Pastor as he preaches. And you think you're good in trivia? Get involved in that thing. Super Bowl trivia night, again, February 4th at 7 o'clock our time. It's Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Back to Faith in the Zone, a journey on how people in sports walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Here are hosts Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Because I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my
soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
When Moses had stage fright, and David brought a rock to a sword fight.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM. The Fan, I'm Mike McGivern, our special guest. Man, he is really good. Corey Miller, Pastor Corey Miller, Director of Ministry Outreach for Unpacking It Ministries. Go to unpackingit.com. And second website, I want you to check this out because I've spent a little time during the break on it. Giants for Christ, and it's G4C, giantsforchristministry.com. And there is a way to be able to help Corey on this ministry if you're feeling led to help him out. There's a donate button. There's a contact button. All kinds of ways to get a hold of him if you need to. Hey, Pastor, two quick questions as we've got about 5 minutes left in the show. So for a young man that grew up in a small town with, like you said, nothing to do, we just went and got in trouble or played football in Pageland, South Carolina, to end up with the New York Giants, that is on the other side of the universe from Pageland, South Carolina.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? And they did a story on me up there, and they said, big country, come to the big city. So, it was, man, looking at the lights and the buildings, and I've never really been anywhere. Think about that. I've been to Columbia, and of course, as we traveled, around playing college football, never been on a plane until I got to college, and never had a steak until football, real steak, I was big country, man, but I had a lot of family in New York, a lot of family that for years would come to Pageland and spend the summer or several weeks, so I was familiar with it, but it was exciting, and I definitely maximized my time and became very accustomed and used to it and rolling around that city and knowing people there. So, yeah, it was great, man. New York is the best place to play a pro sport. If you want to play pro sports, man, try to get to New York City because it's amazing.
Man, that's awesome. You hear people here in the Midwest going, man, why would you ever go play for the Jets? You know, what an organization. They're not doing well. Well, you just heard Corey Miller. You know what? If you're a professional player, you might want to try New York. Probably a lot of opportunities. Hey, Pastor, we like ending the show on this, and I'm wondering with from Pee Wee football, and you were a multi-sport athlete, to South Carolina, to the Giants, to the Vikings. If all the uniforms were in a closet and I could pick one out for you and I could give you one more game to play for that team with those guys, who would you play? What jersey would you pick up?
Mike, when you said that, as I sat here this morning, I went back to my high school days, right? And my number is retired at my high school. Nobody will ever wear the number 33 on the football field again. I would want to take it off and wear it again because I let them down one playoff game against Mid-Carolina High School, the worst game I've ever played in any level in my life. And I was a two-way athlete. I played linebacker. I played quarterback, whatever. And this particular game, I threw an interception, and I fumbled both inside the 10-yard line.
Boy.
And we lost 7-3. Mid-Carolina went on to win the state championship. So if I could go back and just don a jersey on my back, I would say, Coach, can for one game, can you take 33 down and let me go beat down Mid-Carolina the way I know I could?
What year were you?
That was my junior year.
So you had a chance then your senior year. Did you play them again?
No. So this is a team we only met in the playoffs. And my senior year, I got hurt, and I hurt my ankle, and they did it on purpose. It was the rivalry, and they fell, and I got kind of about 60%, and we lost again, and later in the playoffs, 7-3 or something like that, 6-3, because I couldn't play. It was tough, man. I played, but I couldn't play at the level that I wanted to. But, yeah, it's just crazy. So I would love to go back to Pageland Central High School and say, Coach, can we take that 33 down one more time?
Hey, for you guys that, I've been – look, some of you guys are old and have your own kids now, but I've preached for a long time about, high school – basketball, especially because that's what I coached, might be the best that you've ever played. And you go to Wisconsin, you go to South Carolina, you know, the crowds are big, and you go to the pros, so that's a whole different animal. 99% of you guys, high school basketball might be the best time as an athlete that you'll ever have, playing with your buddies, playing in front of the people that you grew up with. And I want you to understand what he just talked about. Corey Miller said, look, I'd put that jersey on because I still feel bad about letting those boys down. So he is Corey Miller, Pastor Corey Miller, and what a guest he has been. And I promise him that you have not heard the last of him, because I'm going to wait a couple of months and ask him back. Very seldom on Faith in the Zone. There's only a handful of guys we've had on a second time, but I'll guarantee you that I will ask Pastor Corey Miller to come back, because I didn't get into a bunch of stuff like how far he outkicked his coverage, because his wife is way too good looking for him. I can just tell you that. And there's a lot of things that I didn't get to because I just wanted to listen. And I told him during the break, I've got goosebumps. Just listen to this man. And I can do this now by going to unpackingit.com and listen to him there. And do yourself a favor and do that. Unpacking It, it's one word, .com. You can go to their Facebook page, or certainly with Pastor Miller, it's G4C, right? Giants for Christ Ministry.com. Check
and
that out.
Yeah, Mike, if you don't mind real quick, go follow me on Twitter. A lot of stuff I put on Twitter at Pastor Payne as well. So I always put a lot of little things on that. So if you're on Twitter, you can get me there. Or email me, you know. If you got any kind of questions, or if I can pray for you, and man, let's just go get it for Jesus. Let's go get it for Jesus. If you're a Christian, as I read today, let's be like the disciples, man. Let's
Amen.
Go fish.
Yeah, there it is. He is Corey Miller. Sir, thank you so much. Thanks for
thank
listening.
You.
This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
You've been listening to Faith in the Zone with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner. You can hear Faith in the Zone every Sunday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. To find past shows, exclusive podcasts, or to contribute with an inside tip on a guest, simply go to faithinthezone.com. Faith in the Zone is an inside look at people in sports and their walk in faith. Join us again next Sunday for Faith in the Zone, right here on 1250 a.m., The Fan.
'Cause I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
When Moses had stage fright, and David brought a rock to a sword fight, you picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world. Well, the moral of the story is everybody's got a purpose.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.